Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have Miss Say with me
Hello.
and my squeaky chair.
That's the loudest chair I've
I actually found an extra one in my garage. I might just bring that one over.
ever hit.
I like the rubber wheels on this one, but you're right. It's like it's the butt part. It's like
Yeah, because I
everywhere.
was. We could keep it, but we could see. I don't know.
It can
We
be
could
our
take it
backup.
apart, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe WD-40 or something. Well, anywho, our question for today is, have you ever caught or heard anybody using your tools in the treatment room? Like you step out, you're like, okay, I'll meet you out here. And then you hear like the clanking and clittering around of your tools being used out of your barberside drawer. Yes? Did you call them out on it?
Not to their face,
Oh.
but they did it to multiple people. So they would go see other people. So I would wax her. She almost got like full body wax. And then I would tweeze. And then she like made a comment during the wax. She's like, "Oh, those are nice tweezers." I was like, "Yeah, thanks."
You're like, they are. I prefer to keep them.
And then I like left my barberside in here, left the room. I was like, "Okay, you're all set." And then I like heard like the barberside moving, and I was like, and I didn't think of anything
You're
of
like,
it.
oh,
I just
you
thought
didn't
she was
even think
using
like she's
them.
using. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, "Okay, I
Oh, did she
guess."
hijack
Yeah, she like
them?
completely stole my tweezers. She did it to somebody else too. She stole my tweezers, waited like a month and a half, came back, and then went with somebody else.
Wait, is this the other? Was the other person Amelia?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh
No,
my,
I
because
don't.
I.
Maybe. I don't know if she saw Amalia, but she saw somebody else and then stole their tweezers. And I was like, "I told you to take your tweezers out
You're
of the room
like,
before."
keep them in your pocket.
Yes. And then she saw me one more time. And then I was like, "Okay, you're all set." Grabbed the whole barberside and was like, "Okay, bye." Right in front of
Her
her.
face. You're like,
Yes.
I've got my barbazide. You
I was
can
like, "We'll
see it
meet you
in
out
pictures.
there."
I know you took them.
And then
That's
she
so
came
funny.
back and she tried to pull me back into the room for something. And then I had to grab my tweezers out. And then I still took the barberside, but
You're like, no, I'm taking these with
yeah,
me.
I
I'm
was
not
like,
letting you take them again.
no.
I wonder if she just has like this pile, like a little treasure pile of tweezers. It's like her own little
Something.
tweezer graveyard
That
at
was
home.
somewhere else. And then she showed up here and different
Wait, here at
last.
Eden? Same person?
Yeah, same person, different
Oh,
last
wait,
name.
I
She
think I
didn't
remember
mention.
you mentioning this, and you're like,
She
wait a
didn't
minute,
remember me.
I know this lady.
And I still took my barberside out of
You're like,
the room.
I recognize your face, you tweezer
Face
hunter.
and voice, because she is a difficult client.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I mean, I know that it's happened. So it's funny you say it happened with somebody else at the last place you worked, because I think it was Amelia. Because I remember her telling me, like, somebody took her tweezers and she heard the clanking of the barberside, and then she confronted the lady and said, hey, did you take my tweezers? And the lady's like, I don't even have a purse, like I don't even know what you're talking about. But she had like a head wrap on, and she's like, I couldn't ask her to like show me your head. She's like, I'd look like racist or something if I was like, unwrap your head wrap, like let me see if you were hiding my tweezers in your head wrap.
Just
So
take the L. Just take the loss.
she was just like, okay, she goes, but I knew she had them. I'm like, oh man, that's a tough one.
Put them in her bra or something. She's
Yeah, right? Like, just slip them in there. Show me your nipples. Prove to me that you don't have my tweezers.
Strip
Yeah,
search.
strip search. Bend over.
Those tweezers are expensive.
Just checking. Make sure you didn't take my tweezers. Oh my
Exactly.
gosh. So, I've definitely had my tweezers stolen and I've had tweezers used, but I've never ran after anybody to like confront them. And maybe I should have, I don't know. But I remember being super proud about, we went to like the convention, this was years ago, it was at the last place I worked. And went to the convention and I got these like most expensive tweezers I've ever, like, what's the average that you'll spend on your tweezers?
Like 20.
Yeah, I think that's average, like 20, 15, maybe even 12, But I got these $50 diamond tip tweezers. They were like the slant ones, and I had needle nose. And I was like, okay, these are gonna last me the rest of my career. Like, I'm so excited, right? And then they had like a lifetime warranty. You could like mail them in to the company and they would like resharpen them or whatever. Well, first of all, the needle nose ones dropped them the first time and they bit. Yeah, and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, lifetime my ass. Well, and then I tried to send them in so they'd fix them. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, we don't do dents, just if they're not sharp. And I'm like, well, what do you expect me to do with this? I was so pissed. So then the other ones, though, somebody hijacked them. Somebody took them, and I was like, that was like the most expensive pair of tweezers I've ever had, and somebody stole them. And I was like, it wasn't worth it. Like, if it was a $9 pair of tweezers, okay, whatever, yeah, have a nice day. But $50 really pissed me off, like, uh-huh, for tweezers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Especially when you think that you're going to keep them for a long time. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had anybody take product?
Not that I know of, no. I know somebody's waxed themselves in the rooms after, like, we've left.
What?
So that's why the old place, we stopped completely leaving the rooms, because you know how we'll hear, we'll, like, mm-hmm, be like, okay, you're all set, go ahead and get dressed, I'll meet you out, yeah, there. We stopped because somebody heard, like, the ting of the wax
of the lid
pot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And so we had to completely dump that pot because we don't know if we double
dipped. Yeah, we don't know if you double dipped or not.
So we stopped leaving the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, also, too, I feel like there shouldn't be enough hair left behind that somebody would feel the need.
They were trying to wax a different body part.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, though? That kind of shows you the quality of people that that place would get,
yeah,
versus now, you know, like where we are now. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, oh, steal my tweezers. I don't know. If I ever,
yeah,
figured out who it was, I probably would be like, hey, do you happen to have pair of diamond tip tweezers that you took from me on maybe on accident,
right?
When you know it's on purpose.
Why are you digging at people's stuff? I get the doctor's office if you want to take a little tongue depressor.
Yeah. Right. I feel nervous just to borrow tissue, or not borrow, but take tissue. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is that like the doctor's tissue? But I need a tissue, so I'm gonna take a couple tissue.
Okay, we're looking in the drawers.
What do you got in here?
Gloves. Doctor.
Yeah. You're like, I'm gonna take a tongue depressor, yeah, some cotton. You know, what are these jars for otherwise? Aren't these complimentary?
Not. They're just gonna throw it away. But stealing somebody's personal property is crazy.
It is crazy. I would never even think of going in, like, I'm not going to a massage therapist and like hijacking their bottle of lotion.
Yeah, I'm not stealing my tools or anything.
No.
Or
Mm-mm. It never even comes across my mind.
Yeah.
So for it to be something like so easy for other people to do, it's just like, it's bonkers to me. Hey, Carla. Hey, Carla. Hey, come here. I think she's cleaning her room.
Yeah, she just finished her client.
Hey, we're doing a Spill the Tea Tuesday. Come yonder.
Here I come.
Come yonder.
Hey, so our question is, have you ever had anybody like use your tweezers or steal from you?
No.
No? Like, you've never heard anybody like clank around with the barbicide jar?
No.
Not at all? Oh, she's a lucky one.
Wow.
I know what it is. It's because Carla's so sweet. Everyone's like, oh, I couldn't do that to Carla. Like, or they think you're some kind of Mexican witch. They're like, oh, no, she'll curse my ass.
You're wrong.
It's just because you're so sweet. They're like, I can't do that to Carla. She's so sweet.
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard anybody play with the barbicide or, you know, steal product or anything.
I haven't since Eden. I haven't had any of those issues since being here.
Uh-oh. Sometimes if they take a little longer coming out, I'll open the door.
Yeah, hey, like, everything okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do that
just
too.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, or especially if it's a guy, I'm like, what are they doing in there?
Oh, yeah, they're like, gross.
Yes, because I think it's because of the history that of other people that I know that, you know, at other places I've worked in the past, there's been stories of guys like jerking off into the trash can, mm-hmm, and like all this stuff. So anytime a guy is like even a minute longer than what I think is like necessary, I'm like, rap, rap, rap on the door. Like, you've done? You ready? Yeah. Like, we're waiting for you. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm, I kind of make it,
yeah,
well known that, right, you're taking a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was,
yeah,
just thinking about the product because it's so, right, expensive. You know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Have you ever heard of anybody stealing product?
Not from here, though.
Not from here? What's the other story?
Well, from same scenario, but from my previous.
Somebody just reached in and grabbed,
yeah,
product?
Yeah, took a whole...
Like a whole mask
lotion,
or something?
Yeah, but the product bottles were much bigger than here, so it was like a ton.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We were just saying, like, we could never even imagine being at a place getting like a service done and like scoping out the room and be like, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought it? Have you ever wanted to do a 5-finger discount?
No.
You can tell us. It's a safe place.
I mean,
it's only going to be listened to, but like a worldly.
I mean, maybe at my other job, you know, but, you know, it's just different. But,
wait,
I haven't taken any.
Wait. She's like, just to clarify.
I was like, when I leave, I'll take this. Like,
okay, have you ever accidentally stolen something?
Well, not stolen, but we give samples out.
Uh-huh.
So if they don't take the sample bag, I just take it.
So, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I'll take that. But I mean, I've gone to like Sam's Club, and you know how they like check your items in your cart? And Bo and I walked away one time with like 2 Christmas trees like underneath the cart. And then like halfway to the car, I'm like, oh my gosh, we forgot to put these back. And he's like, just keep walking. And I'm like, no, no. I'm like, that will come around. It'll bite me in the butt later. I'm like, I'm taking these back. And he's like, ah. He's like trying to push the cart like harder. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm taking it back. We like fought about it.
Did you take it back?
I took them back. Oh, yeah. I can't have that karma follow me.
You know, because, well, one time I was at Smith's at the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
and there was 2 things, full things of Tide.
Oh, Tide soap, detergent? Uh-huh.
The liquid kind underneath the cart in the...
In the cart,
in
like,
the cart
cubby thing? Oh, yeah, where you put it after you're done shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
They forgot. To
oh,
put it in
somebody
their car.
Didn't load it in their car.
So I was like,
"You like, pop the truck!"
I told my daughter, "Lila, come on!" Yeah, and she's like, "What?" I was like, "Just come on!
It's prepaid. It's prepaid."
So I took it because I mean,
yeah, why not?
Somebody comes back, it's like,
eh. You know, I got really
but
lucky.
That's a different scenario.
That is a different scenario. It's already prepaid for. It's not like it was stolen from the store.
Right.
You know? I mean, because they can come back and show their receipt and be like, hey, like, oh my gosh. And then they'll just give them 2 more. There was one time I went to Smith's and I ran in, grabbed some things. I left my wallet in the little part where the kids sit, you know, where the flap is.
Mm-hmm.
I left my wallet there and I pushed my cart into the cart holder and I got in my car and I left. And it was like maybe halfway home, I was like, Tokyo drifting, turning around and trying to coming around the corners, like. So then I get to the thing and I go check the carts and I don't see it anywhere. And I see this like young kid pushing all the carts, you know, to the store. And I was like, hey, wait. And I was like, hey, I left my wallet. And it was sticking out of the back of his pocket. And he's like, oh, I was going to turn it into lost and found. I'm like, yeah, sure. Hand it over, buddy. like checked my wallet. I'm like, okay, like walking away all like snake eyes.
They usually do return. I forgot my phone like a lot of times.
Your phone?
That was the whole
system. I don't
even
know how many times. And they always take it back to the supermarket. I'm like, thanks. Like, what does it look like?
They're like, oh, it's Carla again.
Yeah.
Here's your phone.
The one with the flowers.
That's funny. Yeah, but I've never really like stolen something. Oh wait, I take that back. I was in high school and we were at an outdoor mall. It was my basketball team and we were all like there for a tournament and all the girls were like, okay, we're gonna go into Claire's and we're all gonna like grab something. And I was like, I was getting such anxiety. I was like, I can't do it. I'm gonna throw up. Like, I can't do it. Like, it just like it was eating me. Like, I can't do it. As a goody tissue, I can't do it. So, like, I put mine back on the little hook right when everybody was walking out. Nobody got caught. Everybody was wearing their little Claire's jewelry the next day, and I didn't have anything. And I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. I'm like, I can sleep at night. But I came really close. That was, like, the closest I ever got. My heart was pounding. I was sweaty. I swear I could hear my heartbeat, like, in my ears. Like, that's how – it was just like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm like, this is going to be a wrap. I'll never be able to be Miss America. I'll never be the president. Like, I'm never going to be able to do anything with my life. It's all going to come back and haunt me, this stupid Claire's bracelet. Yep, couldn't do it.
Yeah. In that scenario, for me, just like samples.
Yeah.
But they just give them away.
So, yeah. Just give it away. What country song is that? I can't.
It's playing in my brain.
Something about like a divorce, right?
Something.
Just
yeah.
give it away.
It's giving to me.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
It'll come to me later. How about you, Masay? Have you ever five finger discounted something?
When I was younger, yeah.
You're like, oh, this looks nice. I'm going to take
that.
Well,
I was like,
you're young,
and
you're a gangster.
Right? You're like, it's me against the world. Grab it, world. I'm invincible. Yep. I was like that when it came to like activities. I felt like I could just never get hurt, you know? Like, I was like, I don't know, 17 on the back of a motorcycle in my little Daisy Duke shorts and flip-flops and a white beater and a helmet. But, you know, you're barely, like, wearing anything. No rash guards or nothing. Mm. And I remember going, like, 210 on the 215 where it would curve before it was the 215. It was, like, the – what do they call it? It was, like, the Beltway. Mm-hmm. It was, like, Bob's Beltway or something like that. Yeah. But we were going so fast that when we made the – turn, I was like looking to the side and I could see my knee like maybe inches away from the road. And you know, I look back at that stuff and I'm like, damn, if I had wrecked, I like wouldn't be here. My legs would have been like shredded cheese. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but it's crazy when you're younger like that, you're just like, I got this. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'll climb that ladder. And now I'm in my late 30s now. I'm in my late 30s and I'm like, I don't want to climb the ladder. I could break a hip if I fall.
I'm there.
I remember I fell off the ladder when I was pregnant with Jason. And I fell backwards and landed on the couch, thank God. And I remember the weight of my belly just like going to my spine and kind of bouncing back. And it scared the living crap out of me. And I was just like, okay, no more ladders for me. So even now looking at ladders, and he's like 8 years old, right? I'm looking at ladders like, nope, not today. I'll do a step stool. That's about it. Yeah. Because I'm so afraid I'm going to fall off of it.
This one too. This one's pretty sturdy, but still, I'm like.
I don't know. You're like 2 feet off the ground. And you're like, how are you down there? My foot might get out. All right. Well, glad to know we don't have a criminal history. We're pretty good people.
Yeah. She says a little bit. We have a juvenile. Yeah. Juvenile. What is it? Juvenile account.
I'm going to say it to her shoulder. She's like, sure. You'll go with that. Yeah, she's like, just incognito. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Spill the Tea Tuesday. That was a long one, actually. Nice. Whoopsie. Sorry. If you're on your way to work, hopefully you got there safely. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.